Okay, this is Parshas Drachim, Drush Shlishi. This is part two. So last time we had spoken mostly about, or we had left off, discussing the psukim at the beginning of Vayechi, where Yaakov calls over Yosef, and he says that Hashem appeared to me, and he gave me, told me he was going to give to me and to my children after me, Eretz Yisrael, and I'm giving you, meaning Ephraim and Manasseh, your kids, Ephraim and Manasseh, the Bechora, and they get the Bechora, and then he talks about, and by the way, Rachel died, your mother Rachel died on me, and I buried her in Eretz Ephras, in Bederach Ephras, in Beis Lechem. So he had been explaining those psukim, and the way he explained it is that there's a machlokes, Rebbe and Rishbag, in Yesh Nochlin, about if you have someone gives a matana, we'll call him Bob. Bob gives a matana to Reuven. And he says, Reuven, you get this matana until you die. Once you die, it goes to Shimon. And while Reuven's alive, he sells it to Levi. So the question is, what happens to it now when Reuven dies? So Rebbe is of the opinion that Shimon could go get it back from Levi, because that was the deal after Reuven dies, it's supposed to go to Shimon. And Shimon Gamliel disagrees, and he says that once Reuven sold it, Shimon's out of luck. You're right, Reuven shouldn't have done it. It was supposed to go after Reuven dies. It was supposed to go to Shimon. But if Reuven did do it and sold it to Levi, Shimon's fresh out of luck. He doesn't get it. That's Machlokes Rebbe and Rishbag, and we paskin like Shimon Gamliel. So with that, he explained the psukim at the beginning of Yechi, saying that Yaakov had said that Hashem told me, I'm going to get Eretz Yisrael, and I'm giving it to you, Lazarecha Acharecha. That's mamash like that Gemara, where Hashem gives Eretz Yisrael to Yaakov and to his children after you. So he explains it that way, that it's like a matana given to you, and after you die, to Ploni. Now, the Bechorah, they're getting two portions. Like, the whole Eretz Yisrael is supposed to be split up amongst the Shvatim evenly. And Yaakov goes ahead, and again, he's working with the assumption that Yosef had many kids, not just Ephraim and Manasseh, that he had many other children, and Yaakov gave it to, whether they were born later, you know, born later perhaps, but he ended up having more children. And he gave it, Yaakov gave, sold parts of Eretz Yisrael, the Bechorah specifically, to Ephraim and Manasseh, it's not Petaris Yerusha, because it was only two of Yosef's eventual kids. And yet, he gave it as a full matana. It was supposed to go to all the Shvatim, and instead he gave it as a matana to Yosef, to his kids, Ephraim and Manasseh. So that's like Rav Shimon Gamliel, that kind of matana works. And then the pasuk goes on to say that, like we said, that Rachel died. So he said, why are we talking about Rachel dying? Right? So Rashi had said, well, Yaakov is saying, I know, Yosef, you have tainas on me, why I didn't bury your mother, Rachel, in Marasa Machpelah. And you should know it's because Hashem told me to bury her there because, you know, her children would eventually come by there, Rachel Mavaka Albana. Okay. And the Parsha Shachem asks, why is this here? The beginning of the Parsha, first thing is Yaakov says, bury me, please, Yosef, bury me in Eretz Yisrael. That would have been an appropriate point to say, oh, I know, by the way, you have tainus on me about I didn't bury Rachel in Marasa Machpelah. Okay, why did he not mention it there? He mentions it here when he's talking about giving the Yerusha to his children. Then he says, by the way, Rachel died on me. So the way he wants to explain it is that, again, back to this Machlokas, Rebbe and Shimon Gamliel, that perhaps Yosef held the halachas like Rabbi, or maybe the halachas like Rabbi, and therefore this matana that he just gave to his two sons, Ephraim and Manasseh, perhaps that the halachas like Rabbi, and his children will not get that extra portion of land. So he wanted to, Yaakov wanted to explain to Yosef that it's not true, the halachas like Rishim and Gamliel. And how does he do that with this story about Rachel? What does that have to do with anything? So for that, you have to know another Gemara. The Gemara, that same Gemara there, says that Rav Yochanan says the halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in a case where he made a tachrich in the mace. Even if Bob gave the gift to Reuven, Reuven made the stuff into tachrich in the mace, into burial shrouds, which makes it asr b'hana, it's still the halacha is Rav Shimon Gamliel. What's the chiddush? So the Gemara explains, Rashbam there, that you might have thought that Bob didn't give it to Reuven, so that he should make it into Aser Bana. I give it to you as a matana. Clearly, I said, and it should, after you die, it should go to Shimon. Obviously, he didn't want it to be made into Tachrich and Lameis. So you might have thought, in a case like that, the halacha would not be Lerikurim Shimon Gbliel. Kamash Milan, it is that even in a case where he uses it for a dead guy, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. So that's how the Parashat Rachel explains why Yaakov even spoke about Rachel dying. He wanted to say, look, Eretz Yisrael was given to me and to my children afterwards, and the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, so much so that I can make a matana even if I make it Tachrichin Lemeis. That is, Hashem gave him the matana buried Yisrael, and it was supposed to go after him to all the Shvatim. And he says, look, I buried Rachel and Eretz Yisrael in Beis Lechem, and it became Aser Bana, and it's still a good matana, and it's still hers, and it's not the Shvatim's, and it becomes that place's Yuchat for her. So he could do what he wants with it. So that's his proof. It's not a proof, but he's just trying to be very strong, saying, no, the halacha is, in case you're thinking, the halacha is like Rebbe, it's so not like Rebbe that even if you make a tachrich in the mace, you can make it into, it works. The halacha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. Now you can ask, is that, you know, that's not as much of a chiddush, this whole story with Hashem talking to Yaakov that he could use part of Eretz Yisrael as a matana, you know, for dead people. What else, you know, it's part of Israel's for, but okay. Anyway, that's what he says. That's the element of Chiddush that Yaakov wanted to convey to Yosef. I so hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel, even in a case if you make a Tachrich on the Mace. Okay. Then he wants to bring a second possibility of how to explain these Pesukim. Different, totally different. Okay, specifically the part about Rachel dying. So for that, you have to know another Gemara. Actually, it's Midrashim, Gemaras. Anyway, the Medrash, he quotes, the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah, Parshas Pei Aleph, Siman Aleph, says that if Amar of Yanai, Icher Adam is Nidro, if someone was Ma'acher, their neder, they were supposed to bring a neder, and they did not bring it on time. So Nisbakra Pinkaso, they look into the guy. And the proof is Yaakov, because Yaakov was Icher es Nidro, and therefore Nisbakra Pinkaso. What is it referring to? The Pasuk says, it's in Perek Lamed Hei, Pasuk Aleph. It says, "Vayomer Elokim el Yaakov, Kom alei Beisel b'shev sham, v'asei sham izbeach l'kel hanira elecha b'varchecha mipnei Esav achicha." That's the Pasuk. Go make that mizbeach to Hashem that you mentioned when you were running away from Esav, your brother. And Rashi there says, "Kom alei," according to Tanchuma, "l'fishi icharta b'derech ne'anashto b'alecha zos mibitcha." That story that happened to Dina was as a result that he delayed on the way. And what was wrong with delaying? He delayed on the way, and therefore he had this issue with his daughter. What's wrong with delaying? He was ma'acher es nidro. He didn't do his neder. So what neder? Not 100% clear, so he brings different mefarshim. The Mizrahi says, the neder was that stone. Remember, Yaakov had said, v'heven azosher shasamti mativa yiyah beis elokim. I'll make that stone into a matzeva as a mizbeach, when mishafti b'shalom al beisavi, right? That was Yaakov's, what he promised. That when he returns home safe and sound, he will build this matzeva for Hashem. So therefore, he was late in doing that. He was ma'achir baderech from fulfilling this neder of making a matzeva. And that was his avera. And that's why he was punished with the story of Dina. The fact that he delayed in Sukkos. Because, of course, when he was in Beis Lavan, okay, then he stuck there. Because he said, B'shafti B'shalom, and when he's in Lavan's house, he wasn't Shav. But when he delayed, when he had left, and he got delayed in Sukkos, that was considered an unacceptable delay. So now the Ma'arash Yafa disagrees with the Mizrahi, because he says, I don't know what you're talking about. He didn't get home. What do you mean he's late? He wasn't home yet. The whole neder was, when I get home, I will bring this karban. He wasn't home. So why should he be called delaying and bringing his karban? So rather, the Ma'arash Yafa says that's not the issue. The issue was, he said, "Kol asher titin liyaser asrenu lach." That had nothing to do with him coming home. That was just time. He said he would give meiser, and he didn't yet, apparently. So the fact that he didn't give meiser yet, that was the problem. But that was not Talayin coming home versus not coming home. So now the Parashat Drachim, he has a problem with the Ma'arash Yafa's pshat, because he says, the Pasuk doesn't say anything about that. It says, go back to Beis Eil and make that Mizbeach. So it sure sounds like that was the issue. He didn't make the Mizbeach. If the issue was that he was Ma'achir Nidra, that he didn't give Meiser, that it wasn't mentioned. He didn't say that. He should have said, go back home and give that Meiser or whatever, or go give the Meiser now. The Pasuk certainly sounds like the issue was he didn't build the Mizbeach. It says, Kom Alei Beis Eil, go bring that base, build that Mizbeach that you promised me. Anyway, so the Parshas Drachim's pshat is like the Re'eim, that it's that the Ichor HaNeder, the Neder he was supposed to do was to build that Matzeva. Aye, what about the Marash's Yafes Kasha? He said, V'shafti B'shalom, and he wasn't home yet. He was in Sukkot still. So he says that he proves, he brings the Machlokas about it, but the bottom line is that there's such a thing called Umdana by a Neder. Like when a person makes a Neder, we have a right to say that even things he didn't say explicitly, if it's an umdana, if it's obvious from the situation that he meant it in a specific case, so then we know that that's what he means, and then that becomes the neder. So therefore, in this case, Yaakov made a neder, b'shafti b'shalom al beis avi. From who? Who was he afraid of? So he had left Lavan's house. He was afraid of Lavan and Esav, right? Those were his nemesis, his two nemesis, his two archenemies, is Lavan and Esav. So when he was running away from, so when he promised that Hashem, when you bring him back safely, it's an umdana, says the Parashas Drachim, it's obvious that the neder didn't have to do with him reaching his home. The neder had to do with him being for sure safe from Lavan and Esav. Okay, so once he let, in other words, when he assumed when he got home, he'd be safe from Lavan and Esav. But if somehow I would tell you I can make it that you're safe even without getting home, then the neder's chal then. So Lavan's house he left. So he's safe from Lavan. Lavan went home, the whole story, Lavan's gone. So Lavan's not an issue. But the issue is Esav. Maybe Esav will come to him on the road. Well, he did meet Esav on the road. And he was okay with Esav. Esav went home to Seir. So everybody's taken care of. Once everything's taken care of, once Lavan's taken care of and Esav's taken care of, the neder should be chal right then. The thing is, this is not so pashut, that there's such a thing called umdanas. And again, he brings in the Parshas Drachim on Machlokas about it. But he understands that halacha is that there are such things as umdanas. But he suggests Yaakov didn't know it. Yaakov thought there was no such thing as umdanas. I said v'shafti b'shalom, it's not chal till I get home. And that's why Yaakov didn't build the Mizbeach yet, didn't build the Matzeva. However, it was considered, Hashem disagreed. We paskin that there is such a thing called an umdana. And therefore, since he had been saved from Yaakov and Esav, therefore it was a taina on him why he didn't build that Matzeva. And therefore, that's why he was punished with the story of Dina happening to him. Now, we're not going to be able to get to this this time, but let's just start that there is a machlokis about how Yaakov was punished. Was it with Dina, or was it with his wife dying, with Rachel dying? And that's how we're going to get back to the whole thing we started with Vayechi. But anyway, so it's a medrash in Bechukosai that says, Rishmol Bar Shaman says, anyone who makes a neder doesn't bring it on time, he comes to Gili Arayas, as you see that what happened with Dina. And the Rabbanan say, no, anyone who makes a neder and doesn't keep it is Kover Asishto, as you see that Rachel died on Yaakov. Okay, so there's a machlokas about what the punishment is for Ichor HaNeder. Is it Rachel, was it the death of a wife, Rachel dying, or was it what happened to Gili Arayas that happened to Dina? And I think we'll have to save that for next time.